It's September. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
We have come up to Long Canyon at the top of Flagstaff Mountain. It's a little side canyon off the main trail up to Green Mountain where you can escape to nature and escape dogs because dogs aren't permitted on this trail.
We've got all the shrubs and deciduous undergrowth down here where the stream flows, and then on the hillside above it's very shady with Douglas firs and pines and spruce.
There's a lot of birds that are migrating through and other birds beginning to prepare for winter by caching seeds.
Oh, there's a good sound for a nuthatch. It sounds close.
It sounds like they're going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nuthatches are lovely, charming birds. They're feisty and gregarious. They are tame. They like to be around people. All the nuthatches have dagger-like bills adapted to help hatch a nut from a pine cone, hence the name nut hatch.
The most characteristic thing about the red-breasted and the white-breasted nuthatches is that they're the only bird who walk upside down the trunk of a tree. If you see an upside-down bird going down the trunk of a conifer, it's probably a nuthatch.
It gives them a whole opportunity to find insects and food that woodpeckers and creepers that are going up the trunk are missing. And it also gives them opportunity to hide their pine seeds. They're hiding them in the bark and crevices of trees to help them throughout the winter. When they go down a tree, they will pop their neck off to a right angle and take a look around. Because if you're going upside down on a tree, you better be vigilant about what might be around, something like a sharp-shinned or a Cooper's hawk that might pick you off. Used to be able to call them in before my voice changed. We could try and see if I could call in a red-breasted nuthatch. It's okay to call them with judiciousness. It might disrupt their moment of getting food, so if you're not overzealous about it, I wouldn't do it in the breeding season, personally. I don't think that's very good. I've been mimicking the call of a red-breasted nuthatch to see if I could call one a little closer, and it's a challenge because I don't have that 20-year-old voice anymore.
Doesn't have that nasal quality either.
I can hold my nose.
Oh, yeah. Listen. Oh, yeah. I love the way they go upside down on the trees, the way they hang onto the ends of the branches, and their voice. They're just cute little birds. We're still in Long's Canyon, and to get here, you come up Flagstaff Road to Realization Point, park there, and drop down to the head of Gregory Canyon, and then continue on to Green Mountain Lodge, and turn right at the lodge.
Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.